Okay, ready? All right, first the foreplay. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Very pumped tonight we are. And we are going to play a foreplay tune, finish setting up, and then begin the Happy Spanksgiving show. For our foreplay selection, we're going to play a great track by the Gaza Strippers. This is entitled Brainwasher. Okay, enough of the foreplay music. This big phallic thing that is called a microphone appears to be working. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist will, of course, not speak into the microphone, but are those things working? The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So we are ready.
I'm ready.
Go. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show, one of our sacred annual holiday traditional shows in celebration of spanking and Thanksgiving. It is Happy Thanksgiving 2014, and since we are unable to broadcast live at this time, we are still broadcasting or still recording at Lolo Radio and putting all shows, actually every recorded show that we have available, is available for free at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. So we still want to provide quality entertainment and be a voice for sanity and justice and fun, especially in this new era of crazy. And as everybody knows, America has turned into dumb fuckistan, turning loose the craziest motherfuckers and putting them into governor's offices and Congress. And so anybody short of being in the wealthiest 1 or 2% are quite possibly thoroughly screwed. And that means you are going to need not only good information, but also humor and entertainment in this new era of fucking crazy. And we are going to give it to you, as well as weed-related entertainment, adult entertainment, good humor, good music, and good information and commentary, so that we get through these times just a little bit better. We are so fucking pumped to do Spanksgiving this year. And I don't know, we're going to have to pick and choose stuff in the course of things, because there's the live guests. So far, the spanking nun has not arrived yet, if she is even going to show up at all. So, but whether or not we have the spanking nun, I'm sure the other live guests will be here. I just have a feeling about it. But we have so much to cover, so much music to play, a possible reading, but I don't want to tease you in case we run out of time. We only planned for approximately 24 or 36 hours. So we're going to be editing as we go. Let's start off with the first set of tunes. And what better way to start a Spanksgiving show than by a track by the Jenna Torturers from their CD 120 Days of Jenna Torture. Of Jenna Torture. Hard to even say this shit. And we're not even as partied as we were during the last show, the Halloween show. From the 120 Days of Jenna Torture, this is the Jenna Torturers doing pleasure in restraint. And now we have a very special dedication. A few nights ago, let's see, when are we recording this? Well, tonight is November 15th. So, roughly 4 days ago, November 11th, Veterans Day or Armistice Day, there was a concert for Valor that was for causes that benefit military veterans. And among those playing were Bruce Springsteen, John Fogerty himself from Creedence Clearwater Revival, David Grohl, I believe Tom Morello, and numerous others. And they play John Fogerty's song Fortunate Son, originally from his old band Creedence Clearwater Revival. And this outpouring of rage from assholes followed, saying it was not appropriate to play that anti-war, anti-draft song from the 60s to at a concert of valor for the veterans, etc. Now, these are the same assholes who support the craziest and most extreme motherfuckers in governor's offices and Congress who have cut veterans' benefits, have cut their health care, their food stamps, their jobs bills, and multiple others. So these assholes are especially out of line, saying they shouldn't have played the old Creedence song, Fortunate Son. Anyway, so we're going to play the Vic Bondi version of the same song. Vic Bondi was in the 1980s in one of the better hardcore punk bands called Articles of Faith. Years later, he recorded an EP for Alternative Tentacles label that was an EP dedicated to a different Fortunate Son, but really the same kind of shit. This went out to George W. Numbnuts Bush. And so this is dedicated to the assholes who were outraged at the performance of Fortunate Son. This is Vic Bondi doing Fortunate Son.
I'm not but I ain't here complaining with your pussy. It's all good. Party in your pussy. Party in your pants. Party with me, baby. I'll make your pussy dance. Party in your pussy. Party in your pants. Party with me, honey. I'll make your pussy dance. To the heartland of the winter.
to your finger. You wanna take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist, and the guests who are hoping that the spanking nun will arrive and give them a good spanking. And in honor of Happy Spanksgiving, and in particular to the family member of new U.S. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's cocaine smuggling boat, we thought both the boat captain and Mitch McConnell himself would appreciate this warm and very special dedication. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing to you a track by Queer for Girls doing Honey Rock Blow.
Rock star, she's the electric team.
You heard two tracks by Queer for Girls, and the lighting is less than it used to be, so Halliburton Ernie actually screwed up the title. But the first song by Queer for Girls was called Blow Rock Honey, and that was dedicated to the family member of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's coke-smuggling boat captain. Also from Queer for Girls, we heard Secret Police. Before that, Cream with the late Jack Bruce did a live version of Tales of Brave Ulysses. Trash did three tracks, Eaten Out, Party on Your Pussy, and in honor of Spanksgiving, Big Booty Judy. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son. That went out to the assholes that were screaming about Fortunate Son being played at the concert for Valor. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry and started the first set off with Jenna Torturers doing Pleasure in Restraint. And tonight's foreplay track before the show began was by the Gaza Strippers doing Brainwasher. That seemed appropriate for these times and post midterm election dumb fuckistan where we are broadcasting from. Actually, Philadelphia is not a part of dumb fuckistan because one of the few bits of good news from November 4th election night was, besides the pro-marijuana bills that passed in different parts of the country, was that the total asshole who has been governor of the state of Pennsylvania lost, crushed, what's that word from Wizard of Oz? Melted. Yes, we're in Wizard of Oz mode. He was melted. So, but it still seemed like a good song for Dumb Fuckistan. Post November 4th, Brainwasher by the Gaza Strippers. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Happy Spanksgiving 2014. Since we do this show pretty much every year, so that means we need to stick a year in the title. There's way too much shit, and we're not even going to cover the bulk of it, so we're going to have to edit as we go. We have people who are just waiting to be spanked, and if the spanking nun does not arrive, then what they will do is they will make a case that will be heard later by the spanking nun, explaining why they believe themselves worthy of her spanking treatment. So that ought to be good, and the guests are certainly appropriate for these times. We have some birthdays. Happy birthday to longtime friend and book burner, the gnome, Abby Hoffman, and Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. And RIP, always sad to announce the people who have passed, you know, who are either directly relevant to the lives of those of us from The Reverend Is In or to the book burners at large. From Cream, who we heard a song a couple songs back, bass player, songwriter, vocalist, and great all-around musician in his post-Cream endeavors, to Jack Bruce. And it wasn't uncommon to read critics and professional music writers, whatever the fuck that is, to say, Eric Clapton was so great on guitar, and at the time he was, you know, he wasn't burned out or rusty by then. In fact, he was incredible when he was in Cream. And of course, one of the greatest drummers who ever lived, Ginger Baker, on drums. Happy to say he's still alive. So they would say Clapton was great on guitar, Ginger Baker was great on drums, because, you know, there's no not saying that. And Jack Bruce, who sang and wrote most of the songs and played bass and kept up with those guys, even on their 2 million-hour long songs, you know, he sucked. He was bad on the bass. It is the opinion of the Reverend Azin that all such writers are absolutely full of shit. Because it's one thing for us to have a variety of opinions, and nobody has to like him or any other musician, but to say that he sucked, which was said in significant numbers of writers and journalists in the music world, is ridiculous. He was phenomenal. And we say goodbye to Jack Bruce with highest respect and honor. And more people passed away. Wayne Static from the band Static X. Brittany Maynard, 29-year-old, from the group Death with Dignity. And we're total supporters of that. Assisted Suicide by Consent, the work of Dr. Jack Kevorkian, and think that the people who advocate mandatory suffering and that they have a say, and conservative politicians have a say, and their clergy, you know, their scandalous clergy assholes have a say and can say it's mandatory for this person to suffer, are assholes. And so we say goodbye with highest honors and respect to Brittany Maynard from Death with Dignity. Tom Magliozzi from the Car Talk and You Bet Your Garden radio shows, and Jonathan Athon. Goodbye to all of you with highest respect and highest honors. And let's see, that's all since the last show. Let's see, whether we have a lot of time or not, well, we definitely don't. There's like 16, we need a better system, Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus. There's like 16 papers with like 1,000 different kinds of notes and stuff scratched on them. And it's especially quantitative tonight. So we need a better system for that, especially with a lot of stuff going on, you know, with spankings. And I have a feeling the spanking nun is going to be here, which is good because there are dogs here now. And it freaked them out the last time there were a lot of spanking noises and screaming and yelping and begging, etc. So, but we're going to let these... We're going to let all the characters who want a spanking make their case for why they are worthy of receiving such a session. We do want to give a plug to the brand new shirts that are being distributed by Jello Biafra's record and CD label, Alternative Tentacles, which is at alternativetentacles.com. Brand new, instantly ready after the election, which is kind of funny, and cheap, like all their stuff. Alternativetentacles.com now has Fuck the Tea Party shirts. And we will be wearing them. And believe me, we get no money from anybody. We only promote stuff we like, and we do it for free. So don't go thinking, oh, that was an ad, or, you know, they must send them that stuff. They don't. All right, let's see. As depressing as the elections are this year, a lot of people in Mexico are restoring our faith in humanity, because there have been 43 missing students, student activists, missing, and very suspicious. And the people in Mexico, despite their repression, despite their struggles just to survive, despite everything that they're up against, have been raising all kinds of hell and not even remotely slowing down in response to the missing students and other issues. And they are restoring our faith in humanity. Ditto the people who are raising hell against the dolphin slaughters, like Sea Shepherd and other groups, the people fighting against the Keystone Pipeline and tar sands and all that crazy shit, the people who are fighting for justice for immigrants, and people who are fighting for internet neutrality. And yes, while people slept on November 4th during the election, and either slept or were manipulated by all of those mega million dollar worth of Koch brothers ads saying, if you don't support the most fascistic people in the Republican Party, you're going to get Ebola and a visit from ISIS. Now all these fucks that came in are going after net neutrality, and the FCC is now get a hearing from many of you and many people like you that it is completely unacceptable to not have net neutrality. And that is a good thing. And the pressure needs to step up. The pressure needs to step up about every fucking thing. And the spineless little turds called the Democratic Party are not saviors. They're barely a half a step better. But now that these extremist fucks are in there, there is a new job to do. What they do needs to be watched. What they say needs to be corrected. And there needs to be pressure and action regarding how much they further fuck over people's lives, cutting safety net programs, going after Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, going after health care, going after assistance for single parents and children, you know, force them to carry the fetus to a term, but then fuck them when they try to feed them. They need to be exposed. There needs to be pressure. They need to be brought down. And we know, because of all the people in our lives, people will say, well, I don't have time. You know, I can't do anything. Or I don't really follow stuff that much. Then a simple act of support, the occasional donation to a cause that's relevant to these kind of groups, a legitimate cause, not bullshit artists like the Komen Foundation, but real grassroots organizations that really are not manipulated by corporate money, support, spreading the word, forwarding messages, posting it on social networking sites, because that is the new communication battleground. That's where things happen. And things need to happen, because it's very, very unnerving times. Okay. The Spanking Nun is not here. So, we are going to come back with our guests, okay, because they are here, and they're going to present a case of why they believe the Spanking Nun should administer spankings and give them rosy red cheeks. The first is Pastor James David Slamming. He is a pastor in Harlem, New York, who has said that Starbucks... See, he's a bigot against gay people. And he is so hateful that he's like any bigot, just crazy with his fucking bigotry. Similar to like the Tea Party psychos. And his bigotry makes him so crazy that he comes up with these ideas. Plus, you know, the crazier the idea, the more mental sheep will follow you and give donations, etc., and keep you from having to get a real job. But he announced that the homosexuals have been putting semen in we're not really partying as hard as it was when we did the Halloween show, but still, this guy is beyond the onion. But the homosexuals are putting semen in Starbucks beverages. If he was a comedian, you know, this motherfucker is serious. Senate-elect Congresswoman Joni Ernst, climate denier, advocate of the fetal personhood bills, and much more. You know, so from the school of thought of like Todd Akin, Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Ted Cruz, and the crazier of the crazy fucks, that is Joni Ernst, and she wants a spanking. And of course, the boat captain from Mitch McConnell's coke smuggling boat really wants a spanking, as well as the leaders of YouTube, the site that is so fucked up, they just rip down everybody's channels, so everybody starts all over again. This is the kind of stupid shit MySpace did, and so that the channels had to be built up again from scratch. So you had to be connected to all Google accounts. So you were tied into this whole like Google empire, which coincidentally happens around the same time you start getting like 110 times more amounts of spam and shit. The leadership of YouTube, royal assholes, but we are allowing them to come here so that they can make their case for why they deserve the reward / punishment of a spanking by the Spanking Nun. And last and certainly not least, from fascist fuck Facebook, Mark Motherzucker. And he is really being a whiny little bitch boy. So we're going to be most interested in how he makes his case for being a spank-y. All of that is to come. We're going to play the second set of tunes. This first song is by Smokin' Chiba Chiba from the Hempilation compilation CD, all benefiting pro-marijuana causes. And this track by Smokin' Chiba Chiba is entitled High Fidelity.
They call me the Hoochie Coochie Man. In the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star. No matter what or who you are,
disgusted with the obscene material on this show and the disgusting outrage of this program as a whole, but especially on Spanksgiving night. And now they have me introducing something even more obscene from Frank Zappa's film soundtrack of 200 Motels, a song entitled Magic Fingers.
Ooh, the way you love me, lady, I get so hard now I could die. Ooh, the way you love me, sugar, I get so hard now I could die. Open up your pocketbook, get another quarter, I'll drop it in the meter, mama, tummy.
Get another quarter, I'll drop it in the meter, mama, try me on both sides. yourself back to this plastic hotel room and rip you off for spare change to run a vibrating machine attached to this queen size bulk purchase K-pock infested do not move tag and a penalty of law tight bed and make you take off all your little clothes until you were nearly stark raving nude save for your chrome with heavy duty leather thong piece medallion and make you assume a series of marginally erotic poses involving a plastic chair and an old guitar strap while I did a wee wee in your hair and beat you with a pair of tennis shoes I got from Jeff Beck.
Go! I watch you sleep your restless dream. I can hear you breathe so close to me. Your naked skin arouses me. I can't help touching you, pleasing you. My fingers caress your inner thighs. Open your legs for me. Let me enter. Let me be part of your dream. I'm gonna bring you out by hand. Gonna make you sad. Gonna open your altar of love.
And wash them on the shore. I feel the water tickling my pulse. I know this is a dream. But what I feel feels so real.
I'm gonna warm you up. Feel my fingers move around your lap.
Someone is touching me, but I don't want to see who he is. His warm hands feel like flames heating up my desire.
I'm gonna taste your juice. I'm your wet dream.
I open my eyes and see his head buried between my legs. I grab his hair and pull his face even closer into my crotch.
Feel it. Feel my tongue. Feel my tongue. Feel your wetness stripping off my face. Hot fluid tastes sweet on my lips. That's Adam and Eve, baby. Here's my bit of heart for your bit of soft. I'm gonna roll you over. I'm gonna fuck you.
I want it all.
I gotta make it count and count. I gotta give you juice and jelly. Can't wait to come.
You heard two tracks by Lords of Acid. Rough Sex, which was, of course, appropriate for Happy Spanksgiving. And The Wet Dream. Frank Zappa did Magic Fingers from the soundtrack of 200 Motels. Alkaline Trio did Over at the Frankenstein Place. Big Bottom was another classic for Happy Spanksgiving, and that was from Spinal Tap. And in our bad lighting of tonight, we fucked up regarding which was the title and which was the band name. The band name was High Fidelity, and the song was Smokin' Chiba Chiba from the Hempilation Benefit CD. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Happy Spanksgiving. And hope you enjoyed the graphics. Newly posted at reverendbookburn.spot, Okay, maybe we did party as much as we did when we did the Halloween show. We put up new spanking pictures and, of course, lots of great content and goodies at reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. And none of those nuns, I know somebody's going to ask, none of the two spanking nuns in the pictures are our traditional live spanking nun. Just so we're clear on that one. Okay, no spanking nun tonight. And that will make the dogs very happy because they're funny about screaming and pleading and loud whacking sounds and all that kind of stuff. So that's cool. But our pastor friend here, Pastor James David Slamming, believes that he can make a case for becoming the next recipient of a spanking session with our spanking nun. Pastor James David Slamming, welcome to the Reverend Is In. I am Reverend Bookburn. So you believe that you are an appropriate person to receive a spanking from the spanking nun?
Yes, thank you, Reverend, for having me on this program. I speak for my congregation, for especially those who make donations. They're living in hard times, but still, they give a significant portion of their money to me, as well as their enthusiastic and zealous support. And so I want to represent them to the best of my ability.
Okay, now, tell me so there's no misunderstanding. What do you believe is going on at Starbucks?
Well, we have reason to believe that the Starbucks beverages contain the semen of homosexuals.
Are you fucking serious? You believe?
Oh, yes. We know this to be true. And, yeah, people say we're bigoted and all that. But we know that the homosexuals are putting it in the Starbucks beverages, especially those swirly, creamy toppings that go on the coffee beverages that they sell to the unsuspecting consumer.
Okay, and how did you find this out?
Well, I decided that I was going to research this as pastor of our congregation. And so I had one of my men from the church hierarchy provide me with his own semen, and we did a comparative study because we wanted it to be authentic research. So I drank the coffee that had his sperm in it, and then I went to Starbucks and had one of their drinks that they had sperm in. They had sperm in the drink, so I was able to ascertain that they put sperm in their product.
Well, how do you know it was the sperm of a gay person?
Well, because only the homosexuals engage in that kind of behavior. Like my fellow clergy person, Pat Robertson, said, you know, they have those secret, you know, AIDS rings they wear on their fingers so they can give to other people and who are unsuspecting. And they have said for years that they want to put it, their seed, into the public at large. And I think they believe it will cause more people to become homosexuals. So they are using Starbucks as a way of spreading their sin, their homosexuality, and their diseases to the unsuspecting public. I'm never rude to a guest, but do you really believe that shit? Well, I do, because years ago I stopped taking psychiatric medication, and I still haven't gotten over the fact that I fooled around with men in my past, and that's still freaking me out. So I became a clergy and an anti-gay bigot. And so a lot of things seem true to me. You know, I'll say it a couple times and then I'll believe it. But honestly, Reverend Bookburn, I don't really care if it's true or not, because it generates enough hysteria so that people are not just kind of lukewarm members of my church. You know, they're gung-ho, they're excited, the bigotry gets them to a kind of a fever pitch, you know, kind of like during the Cold War. And one of the benefits of that is the financial benefits, because donations are much bigger when people passionately feel something, and bigotry and hate are among the most passionate emotions a human can have. So it sounds like you are a good candidate for a spanking. Yes, I would like you to ask the spanking nun for me, if she will punish me for my actions and what I've said in my sermons, and well, I guess I should call them spermons, and ask her if she'll give me a really good pounding on my backside. And just as long as she's not really secretly a man, like underneath that nun's habit, because I'm not sure how I will feel if I know that a man's hand was spanking directly on my bare ass. Okay. Well, thank you, Pastor James David Slamming, and I will pass that on to our spanking nun, and I will let her answer any questions you may have that are specifically about her. Recently elected to the United States Senate, along with many other fuckheads, is a woman named Joni Yearns, who also believes that she is a worthy recipient of a really good spanking session with the spanking nun. Senate-elect Joni Yearns, welcome to The Reverend Is In. And
thank you.
And you believe that you are worthy of a spanking from the spanking nun?
Yes, I do. I have followed the guidelines for the 2014 midterm elections from the Republican National Committee about not repeating the problems of the past.
What kind of problems from the past?
Like totally stupid fucking idiotic comments like those made by Sarah Palin or Todd Akin or Paul Ryan, which kind of spell out an extreme agenda, you know, a strong pro-life agenda, a strong agenda for our biggest businesses and big oil, and so that the environmentalists wouldn't get jacked up and the pro-choice people wouldn't get jacked up and, you know, the common, I mean, outside of the their advocacy groups, but that the public at large would not see how powerful our agenda is. So I think due to the fact that I stand firmly with the climate deniers, not just in belief, but in policy, in deregulation, in deregulating the biggest corporate industries and the biggest polluters, I think the spanking nun would especially like to pound on my big ass.
Okay, so as a climate denier, as a pro-industry person who stands for deregulation and complete disregard for the environment, you believe that you deserve a spanking. Are there any other things that you believe make you worthy?
There are so many things. You know, I'm pro-gun to an extreme. I'm pro a lot of things that most of the nation and most of the voters in my state stand for. However, I got in anyway, but in keeping with the RNC guidelines for the midterms, I decided not to really broadcast or make a big issue out of the fact that I support fetal personhood, which means personhood status for the fetus, which means that it's easier to make anti-abortion legislation from restrictions to outright bans possible and able to survive the court systems and even the Supreme Court. So that would, of course, affect millions of women who are poor or in the middle class. And I think the spanking nun will really have a go at my ass for the support of the fetal personhood amendments.
I think most of the nation will have a go on your ass for that. Well, okay, I will pass this on to the spanking nun, and she's going to be listening to the recordings of all of the pleas that she hears from the show and consider who she deems worthy of punishment when she resumes her spanking sessions. Thank you, Joni Yearns, Senate-elect Joni Yearns. And you are... Yeah, sit down, sir. I'm Reverend Bookburn. Welcome to The Reverend Is In. You are the captain of Mitch McConnell's coke-smuggling boat.
Yes, thank you, Reverend Bookburn, for having me on the show. I am actually Mitch McConnell's father-in-law, and it was discovered, well, really it was discovered before the election, that the boat I use was, in fact, used for the smuggling of cocaine. And I just want to thank the good people of Kansas for re-electing Mitch McConnell anyway, even though this became public knowledge before the election.
Well, that's mighty big of you. So this was discovered before the election, and he slithered into re-election anyway, became the new Senate Majority Leader, and it had already come to light that the family boat was used for cocaine smuggling.
Yes, and I think that after I consume a large quantity of blow in each of my nostrils, the spanking nun
should have a whaling good time on my ass.
Okay, you know, you kind of resemble Mitch McConnell in certain ways, so I'm going to ask that if the spanking nun agrees to give you spankings, that you take photographs so we can post them online.
Yes, I don't object to that. In fact, I'll try to get Mitch to come with me.
If you do that, we will reward you for the rest of your life. We want pictures of Mitch McConnell doing blow, snorting coke from the Mitch McConnell family boat and getting spanked by our very own spanking nun.
Yes, I will do that. I will see if he will do that and get back to you.
All right. Thank you, Captain. All right. Where's the leadership of YouTube? And where's Mark Mother Zucker? They're whimpering. They're crying. God, they're such squishy little characters. All right. Listen, one person from YouTube speak. All right, I'm sorry you don't get to see the spanking nun today, but what's up with your YouTube site, and why is it so fucked up?
Thank you, Reverend Bookburn. I was really hoping I would be punished for fucking up so many channels and tearing them down, because we wanted to do what MySpace did, which was fuck everybody up and piss everybody off and, and alienate the users and, and also to give Google what they wanted so they could spam everybody. And I was really hoping that somebody would spank my ass.
All right. Well, all right. Don't cry. We're not supposed to have crying. This is supposed to be an uplifting show. All right. So, spanking nun. These guys from YouTube want to be spanked for turning the site into shit. I mean, it's still necessary. You know, we see a lot of stuff that we need to see or want to see, you know, at the site. But they believe since they fucked up, you know, so many channels and became Google stooges and spammers and all that kind of shit, that they should be spanked. So please consider them as potential spanking recipients. And where's Mark Mother Zucker from Fascist Fuck Facebook? Sit down. All right. Why do you deserve to be spanked by the spanking nun?
I deserve it more than YouTube, and I deserve it more than everybody else. Now, I'm worse than that obnoxious little bitch who played me in the movie. You know, I'm the one that fucked up with privacy. I'm the one that created the censorship policies. I'm the one that sold personal information to corporations for big money. I'm the one that spams people. I censor. I took fracking money. I promoted some of the sleaziest corporations in the world. You know, I befriended Chris Christie. You know, I deserve to be spanked even more than the cocaine guy from Mitch McConnell's family.
All right, all right, all right. Stop crying, Mark Mother Zucker. I agree with you. I think you deserve, well, not just a spanking, but a full S&M session. But, you know, within reason, you know, and it is consensual and all that. It's not like all these asshole journalists, you know, in crime shows portray it to be. But I think you do deserve a session, because you should be punished, even if it's in a playful way, for all that you have done. And we will pass that on to the spanking nun.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Bookburn.
All right, go cry over there with the YouTube guys. All right, let's play. We're running really late, but I still want to get all the stuff in. We're going to play one more song for the late Jack Bruce from Cream. This is entitled Crossroads.
Something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain, as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can. 2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. The Holocaust of Aryan nations.
One, two, three, four.
Who is the bloke in the Starks white car? I hope he put his picture on the dollar. He doesn't like it is, he's got it all down pat. Politician, so the fight of wild priests are a favorite brand. As well as for making of a favorite plan. Who has chats with the heavenly father?
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I want to thank Reverend Bookburn for having me on this show and always talking about elections and politics. And hell, we started at the same time in 2001, and that just touches my heart. And now as I support my brother Jeb and trying to talk him into running in 2016, trying to cover up my other brother Neil Bush's involvement in the savings and loans debacle that cost taxpayers billions. I just want to say that this show has been mighty fine to my family, and always keeping people laughing, and making me remember my party and then fraternity days. So, thank you, and have a spanking good time. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all. Can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups tonight. Saturday, November 15th, 2014, at Lolo Radio, loisburak.com. ReverendBookburn.com, redirect to RevBookburn.blogspot.com, and Radio4All.net. Tonight, the first runner-up is the organizers of the adult industry event entitled Exotica. The organizers of Exotica have decided once again, like AVN and other fuck-ups, to invite a Christian cult called the XXX Church with big signs like Jesus loves porn stars, who seem harmless, and some of these people have even said, but they're funny, they're harmless. But these assholes are actually a security risk and a security violation of everybody who trusts you and participate or exhibits or makes an appearance at your events. They believe there is such a thing as sex addiction, porn addiction, both myths, and that the person needs to change, even if they're calmer about it than the kinds of assholes that yell at people, like the Christian Taliban types at abortion clinics. Still, you are violating trust, you are violating the security of all participants, and you are turning your events into total fucked up events. Exotica organizers, runners up to Asshole of the Week. And there is another runner-up, too. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is a group of people who... We need the fart sounds. Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. Much better. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week are... It's a group of people. Are the critics of the use, the performance of the Fortunate Son song at the recent Concert for Valor, a benefit for veterans, with participants Bruce Springsteen, John Fogerty, David Grohl, probably Tom Morello, and many others, who created a non-issue out of this classic song being performed, while at the same time supporting the crazy fucks that got into or got reelected in governor's offices and Congress, who fuck over the lives of the veterans by blocking every jobs bill for veterans and attacking their health care and their food stamps and their VA benefits. Critics of the Fortunate Son song, second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that there is a recipient so worthy that can even outshine the runners-up. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the corporate media cheerleaders for the wave of dominant Republican psychos, in particular, the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo, CBS, Fox News, and of course, news is in quotes, and all the other corporate media titans who not only accept Koch Brothers money to run manipulative ads to manipulate the mental sheep of dumb fuckistan, but also throw in their own spin as if the extremists that came out of an era of apathy, voter suppression, gerrymandering, and other problems was a mandate and a reflection of the national mood of the country. Corporate media buffoons who are celebrating the current wave of psychos in government, especially Yahoo, Wall Street Journal, CBS, and Fox News, news in quotes, you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, kill that. You heard Birthday Girl Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Two tracks from Autistic Behavior from Beautiful Philadelphia, Blind Silence and Test Pattern. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Duchess de Sade did Cafe Flesh. Corporate Avenger did Christians Murdered Indians. And started that set off with Cream doing Crossroads. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Happy Spanksgiving 2014. Our next show will be another holiday tradition that we will do despite all the fucked up stuff we're dealing with and the caregiving and a few dying people. We will be a voice in this era of madness for as long as we possibly can, both in terms of technology and in terms of personal circumstances that we've been up against. And we want to do the holiday traditional show, which had to be canceled due to an emergency last year. December show, the Reverend's Annual Holiday Tree and Ball Special 2014. And if there are no technical fuck-ups, we expect this show to be recorded and uploaded into the archives at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to our great friend, Pastor Rex Cat. Hoping to do an anniversary show in January. And because it will be 14 years this January of doing this, we started in January 2001, the same time as the first administration of W. Numbnuts Bush and Dickless Cheney and their corporate criminal gang. And we will ride out the shit with you as much as we possibly can. We will be updated always at reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect now to revbookburn.blogspot.com. Write to us, revbookburn@sjcdc.org, and on Twitter, @revbookburn. So, we will play a closing tune and get out of here. Thought that a good track to end Happy Spanksgiving would be this old classic we haven't played in a long time. They're from the East Coast, I believe Delaware or Maryland, but not far from Philly. Great band from around a decade ago, The band is called Midnight Creeps, and the track is entitled Nighttime Nasty. Good night.
Hey, Mr. Holy Man, come see about this land. In the midst of flowers blooming still, hatred has cast a shivering chill. Hey, Mr. Holy Man, come see about this land. Children die and mothers cry. Mothers die, children cry. Hey, Mr. Holy Man, come see about this land. There's something wrong. And all the joy is gone. Hey, Mr. Holy Man, come see about this land. They're sending people to the moon. Can't get out of their own doom. Hey, Mr. Holy Man, come see about this land. Thou shalt not kill. Boys are being handed out guns as though they were toys.